The September issue of North Bay Biz magazine is all about the future of banking. Well, I should say that's what's on the cover. It's not all about that. One of the interesting features this month is collaborative culture and the way that we work together and share office space and things like that. Karen Hart is the editor of North Bay Biz. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Pat.
This is a concept that's been around for a while, and it seems more important than ever, this idea of being able to share office space after a good cleaning, of course.
Right. Yeah. You know what? The first co-working space was in San Francisco's Mission District in 2005.
2005. I was wondering how long the concept had been around. And we have Daniel Strobel with us also. He's the community director at Keller Street Co-work. Go ahead. You can correct me on the air.
Hi.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Danielle.
I'm sorry. I was missing an L there. Many apologies. Danielle
no
Strobel,
problem.
A community director at Keller Street Co-work in Petaluma. Welcome, Danielle.
Thank you, Pat, for having me. Thank you, Karen, as well, for letting me join you on this spot.
How long has Keller Street Co-work been in business?
We opened in May of 2018, so we celebrated our second anniversary, sadly, during shelter in place, so we didn't get to have a big
Not
big
the same kind
like
of celebration, right, right. What kinds of people doing what kinds of business work there?
Interestingly enough, when I opened the doors, I was convinced it was going to be a house full of creative producers type of people. And we have a few of those, but we also have the gamut of industries here. We've got real estate, and we've got commercial construction. We've got creative. We've got some students here who are studying medical politics. We've got all of it here. It's really, really exciting.
And what's the best thing about being able to share a space like that? Is it mostly financial, or are there other considerations to it too?
Certainly, you know, finances are a component for the members, but quite honestly, our superpower here at Keller Street Co-work is the amount of collaboration that happens and the amazing projects that are coming out of them from people who had never known each other before they walked into the space. It's pretty great.
That's collaborative, yeah. All right. That's
yeah.
For sure. And Karen, why did you choose to focus on this particular kind of working in this issue?
You know, I had the great opportunity to visit there about a year and a half ago. I don't know if you remember, Danielle, but it was on Thursday. Yeah, there
yes,
was
I
a
remember.
She had me in with a panel of speakers, and afterwards, Danielle gave me a tour. And it was a Thursday night. And here's what I loved, having been a freelancer for many years,
yeah,
is that it was after hours. They brought in a food truck. They had music. And they had a conference room space where the children were drawing and hanging out together. And having been a freelancer for many years, I know how important it is to get out in the community, meet other people, get inspired.
And have that camaraderie as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's good to know that this is a part of that, too. How has COVID-19 changed things for you, Danielle?
Well, it's, you know, as everybody, it's impacted us dramatically. You know, our first priority is the safety of our members and the safety of any public, members that may come into the space. So we've shifted our floor plan a bit. We've obviously spaced everything out like everybody has, and we've put all of the measures in place. But quite honestly, the uncertainty really lies with the comfort level of the members and the public and just kind of in the overall environment of the world, right? So people aren't sure when they can come out safely. Right now, we have a very safe space. We have a lot of closed offices and that type of thing where people can go sit by themselves. But quite honestly, I just don't think the public's quite ready to get back into the old way of doing things. That's really not to say that it's
Yeah, because you're the new way of doing things, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's exciting as well because, you know, I look forward to being able to educate businesses who have, larger numbers of employees to show them that there's a hybrid model that's going to happen post-COVID.
Yep.
And it's going to look very much like what we do here in a co-working space, and they can do that within their own organizations. And so it's exciting for me to be able to show the world that what we've been doing for a while is really what's going to work for them going forward.
Especially with remote work, don't you think?
And like almost everything is remote work now, as we've learned from the influx of people coming in from the Bay Area to live here in Sonoma County because they can.
Exactly. And, you know, we have a space that allows for that. We've got, we even pre-COVID, we had some groups of people, teams of people that worked for companies that were based in San Francisco or even South Bay. And there were, you know, a number of North Bay employees that would get together and they would work collaboratively here in Petaluma. And it was really fun to see that happen.
It all makes perfect sense to me. Have you seen, I mean, this is a difficult time probably to ask you this question, but over the course of the last 2 years, particularly pre-COVID-19, have you seen the excitement about this kind of working increase?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And what's great is, you know, before the shutdown, I had wondered, like, how can I articulate to more people on the corporate side of things that the advantage of being able to work in a co-working space is tremendous. And then COVID happened and did all the work for me.
There you go.
Now all of the corporate leaders can see that working remotely is not a detriment to their productivity. It's actually, it's a game changer for the good.
Yeah, all the explaining has been done for you. So that you,
exactly.
there's some gratitude in that, I suppose, Danielle. And let me ask you this, for people who have probably long considered an opportunity like this, what does it cost?
You know, it varies from space to space, but you can experience it for a day starting at $20-$25. You can do monthly memberships, which go range from 300 to 500, depending on whether you need a dedicated space or not. What's great about our space is we are a 24-hour, 7-day space. So for those people who work, you know, either side hustles or they're starting something new, or maybe they just have a bunch of kids that they really need to be supportive of during the day, but they've got some work they want to do off hours, they can do that here as well.
Danielle, is that unusual to be 24/7?
It's unusual in these kind of smaller markets, to be quite honest. It's not unusual for bigger city models, but we kind of went in, we were a little bit ahead of the curve here in the North Bay. We were definitely a first-tier market type of space in a smaller community. So it is unusual, although I suspect that sooner or later everybody's going to get on board with that. It's so easy with technology right now.
Yeah, it definitely. Now that we all know how to use that particular kind of technology, yes, it is simpler for sure. Well, Danielle, I'm happy that you came to talk to us today. We appreciate the education about the Keller Street co-work in Petaluma. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Pat, very much for having me. And Karen, it was great to talk to you again. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you, Danielle.
That is Danielle Strobel. She's the community director at that. It is part of the collaborative culture segment of the September issue of North Bay Biz Magazine.